You're listening to The Tribal Beat. I'm Kim Pappen. A new hospital will open in early 2008 in Blanding, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital promises to be a unique facility, one that brings together the diverse people living in San Juan County. The Ute Mountain Ute, the Navajo, and the Caucasian residents living in this part of the Four Corners. Ahmad Rezaghi is president and chairman of Blue Mountain Hospital. He says when he approached different agencies in the area about this first-time-ever collaboration, most thought he was crazy to think these groups could work together.
The Ute has never had partnered with private enterprise to promote development off of the reservation. The Ute had never partnered with the Navajos on anything, period. And I'm talking specifically the Utah Strip of the Navajo Nation. The Ute and Navajos hadn't worked with the local residents of San Juan County to do any type of an enterprise off of the reservation.
Rezaghi says the hospital proves what can be accomplished when public, private, and tribal entities pool their resources and work together.
At every step of the way, that for every person that believed that we could do it, there were probably 1,000 naysayers. And, you know, I want to state that all of the credit for this project has to go to my board of directors, which includes members of the Utes and the Navajo Nation. You know, if it wasn't for their support through the tough times, we wouldn't have ever made it.
Blue Mountain Hospital will provide health care services to Four Corners residents who've had limited or no services available previously. Rezaghi Development Company has already received calls from other rural communities asking for help in replicating this type of project. Donna Singer, CEO of Utah Navajo Health Systems, says Blue Mountain Hospital came from a need to provide health care to those who've had to undergo significant hardships to receive essential medical care or simply done without it. Currently, residents of White Mesa in southern Utah have to travel over 80 miles to receive services that will now be offered by Blue Mountain. The 11-bed facility will have 2 operating rooms, 3 delivery rooms, a diagnostic center, renal dialysis, a pharmacy, and physical therapy services. In addition, the hospital will have a Native American traditional medicine center, which integrates modern and traditional medicine. It was designed with input from the Ute Mountain Ute tribe and the Navajo Nation. The center gives tribal spiritual leaders a place to gather and perform traditional healing ceremonies. Again, Ahmad Rezaghi.
Comments were made that, well, you know, for a lot of our elderly, even if they need the health care services and they know they're sick, they're just not comfortable going to, you know, quote unquote, the white man's hospital. They don't have that sort of emotional, spiritual connection, even if they need the services. And so the intent of the traditional Native American Medicine Center is to have a facility, if you will, where it reflects the traditional spiritual nature of the Native American traditions. It's circular. The floor will be sand, but it'll be on top of concrete and heated, and it has a fire pit in the middle. And basically, the spiritual leaders for both the Utes and the Navajos of that area will have access to this facility to promote, traditional practices.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding, Utah, will operate as a 501c3 nonprofit enterprise.
The reason we chose a not-for-profit platform, I want to clarify one point. We will be running a fiscally sound enterprise. In other words, we plan to have positive net income in any given year. But the difference, and the major difference between us and, say, a for-profit entity is that the profits that are made through the operations of the hospital, all the profits will be reinvested back into the operations to further promote healthcare services.
This historic collaboration between 2 Indian tribes and a private enterprise is the first of its kind. The hospital will serve a population of approximately 15,000 residents, 60% of which are Native American. It's possible the project will help to heal not only physical ailments, but also mend ties between Utes and Navajos, whose relations in the past have been somewhat contentious. Blue Mountain Hospital plans to open their doors in early 2008. For more information, visit their website, bluemountainhospital.com, or send an email to Corey at AttentusCorp.com. That's Corey with a K, and Attentus is spelled A-T-T-E-N-T-U-S.